I will tell you, for some reason, July 30th, 1959, just sticks with me. It was one of the most amazing debuts of Major League history. It's the Hall of Famer's debut, and that is Willie McCovey and Big Mac. Willie, nice to have you with us today.
Hey, Willie.
Hey, Marty. How you doing?
We're doing great. And as I say, and I've told you this in the past, that when that July 30th comes around, I always think of you and the amazing day you had. And I think part of it, in those days, getting the call-up is always interesting because, you know, you're down in Phoenix and it's hot, and now you're getting the call-up. How does all that come about?
Well, first of all, it's really nice of you to think of me on this day, Marty.
Well, it's special. Believe me, you're very special to everybody, and we love having you on.
Thank you. Well, you're right. I was at Phoenix, Pacific Coast League. We had just finished playing a night doubleheader. And it was like around midnight, and because I was exhausted because I played both ends of the doubleheader. And Rosa Ryan, our general manager, came to me at my locker and said, I got a call from the big club, and they want you up there tomorrow. They got a day game. Yeah, you got to get up there. But anyway, there was no flights out that night. I'm up all night. Naturally, I didn't get any sleep because I'm so excited. I arrived just in time to get to the ballpark and get dressed. Bill Rigney, who's the manager, he approached me and asked me how I feel. I said, oh, God, I feel great. He said, good, because you're in there and you're hitting third, so you know whose position that is, so you know what we expect of you.
Wow.
So he moved Mays up to second that day and hit me third at Mays' spot. And coach, I proceeded to go 4-for-4.
Boy, amazing. You know, it's such a great moment. And, you know, I looked this up today. The 4-for-4 was, you know, one of the great debuts of Major League history. You know who went 4-for-4? Casey Stengel.
Casey Stengel, yeah.
Wow. Oh, you knew that. Okay, very good. 1912, Casey Stengel went 4-for-4. So, you know, you talk to people, Art Santo Domingo and people who were there that day, and I said, every ball was hit off the wall. And I said to you the other night, two triples? How come you couldn't get four triples if you hit the ball off the wall so much?
Well, one was hit so hard on a line, Marty, it bounced all the way back to the infield. So the second baseman got it, and I was held to a single.
So what, actually, Robin Roberts, and you've been to the Hall of Fame. Of course, today is Hall of Fame Induction Day, and Robin Roberts, another Hall of Famer. When you heard it's Robin Roberts on the hill, did you know anything about him?
I knew a lot about him because I had watched he and Don Newcomb hook up in a lot of 1-0, 2-1 pitching duels. So I knew him very well. So I was very excited to be facing him.
Did you have butterflies, Willie? Or are you ready to go in there and just bang the ball off the wall?
Oh, hi, Pecan. Yeah, I was very nervous. I'd be lying to tell you if I wasn't nervous. But, yes, I was nervous. But I was in a hitting streak. I was really hitting good. I was hitting over 370 down at Phoenix. So I was in a hitting streak, and it just carried over when I got up here. Yeah.
Hitting streak, 372,
woo,
29 homers, 92 RBIs in Phoenix. Now, when you got up, though, it put Cepeda in left field. Now, you and Cepeda knew each other for years, but you went to first and Orlando went to left.
Yeah, I think that day, though, I think he played third base.
Oh, how was that?
Yeah. Eventually, he did go to left field, though.
What kind of a third baseman was Orlando?
Well, you know, Orlando signed as a third baseman.
Okay.
We were both 17-year-old kids when we signed together, and he was a third baseman at the time. And when he went to AAA, they switched him from third to first base. So that's how he became a first baseman.
Wow, I didn't know.
When he got called up in 58, he was playing first base then.
All right, I didn't realize that. Willie McCovey with us, the great Hall of Famer, celebrating July 30th of 1959, and just an amazing debut. The other thing I noticed in looking up some of the stuff, when you came up, the ball club was only half a game behind the Los Angeles Dodgers at that point. And I said, wow, that's like today. You guys were in a tough race with the Dodgers and Milwaukee right down to the end.
Well, that's right. That's right. And I guess they feel they needed that push. And luckily, I was able to give it to them, but because it didn't last all the way, it lasted for a while, though.
Now, number 44. Now, Jake Peavy is here today, and you know he can't wear 44. That's his number, and he's from Mobile, Alabama, just like you. And and Hank Aaron. So you wore 44 for Hank Aaron, I guess.
Because of Hank Aaron, yeah. Growing up in Mobile, we all idolized Hank Aaron because he came up to the majors before me. And that's the first number I asked for when I got to the clubhouse. I asked, could I have 44? And luckily, it was available, so I've been wearing it ever since.
Well, Willie, you know, I mean, so many great baseball players come out of Mobile. Everybody thinks Alabama is a football-mad state. But tell us about baseball down in Mobile and why it's produced so many great baseball players.
I wish I knew the reason, Pecan, but you're right. There's a lot of baseball players come out of there. Billy Williams, Hank Aaron, even Satcher Paige. A lot of people don't know Satcher Paige.
Wow, I didn't know
the
that.
The Bolden brothers, Frank Bolden and Milt Bolden.
Of course.
And just a lot of players.
Well, you know, and you know, you and I have talked about the Junior Giants stretch drive and the glove drive and all that, and it's always so important when you always tell me that story of how you played as a kid and getting a glove and what you had and what the fields were like and why that program is so important to you.
Well, actually, buddy, I made my own glove.
Really?
With the help of my mother. So I didn't have a real glove. That's what I started playing with, a homemade glove. So that's why it means so much to me to raise money for these kids and the glove drive to give them gloves to play with. And the Giants provide fields for them to play on because I had to play in the streets. We didn't have fields to play on. So this is why I'm so dedicated to the Junior Giants.
Boy, very nice. Willie McCovey with us celebrating July 30th, 59, 4-for-4, 2 triples, 2 singles. You know, it's amazing, and we say this, and I look at the numbers, but, Willie, you know how life is today with Twitter and all the ESPN and MLB Network. Can you imagine someone like yourself coming up today and having a debut of 2 triples, 2 singles off a Hall of Fame pitcher, Robin Roberts? Can you imagine the tumult it would cause?
I can imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't even have ESPN or anything like that when I came up.
No, I imagine Bob Stevens probably came after the game and said, hey, you had a pretty good game there, Stretch.
Well, actually, it was Lon Simmons. Lon Simmons was my first interview after my 4-for-4. So that's how I met Lon, and we've been friends ever since.
Yeah, oh, I'm glad you brought that up, because you know, Willie, last Saturday was Lon's 91st birthday.
Right.
And talk a little bit about Lon and how he related to the ball players, you guys, and sort of his baseball knowledge. What was Lon like?
Lon was just a great down-to-earth guy, and he took a liking to me and Mays, because he liked everybody, but I just feel that he liked me a lot, so, and the feeling was mutual. And Lon had the quickest sense of humor, quickest wit I had ever met. You know, he could come back with answers for things that you would think were what rehearsed, but it was just off the top of his head. And I've always admired him about that. And just, you know, one of the funniest guys I've ever met. And just a genuine guy. I just love Lon.
But he knew the game, though. You know, he was a pitcher, but he really understood the game of baseball, didn't he?
Oh, yeah, he pitched. Yeah, he was a pitcher. And, you know, when he was healthy, and still do, he'll come up to the booth and sit with me. And we'd discuss the game, and we still talk baseball.
Very good. Hey, 1959, you have the great season for the Giants. And, again, just think of this perspective, Pecan. I'll call you Pecan.
In honor of Mr. McCovey.
In honor of Willie, I'll call you Pecan. He hits 354.
Yep.
He gets on base at 429.
Woo!
He slugs 656. He hits 13 homers, 38 RBIs, and he's the unanimous Rookie of the Year. Willie, what about getting Rookie of the Year? How did that come about? How did you learn about that?
Well, that was very unusual, you know, to come up that late in the season and still be named Rookie of the Year. But, Coach, actually, I found out after the season, I think it was in November when they named the Rookies of the Year.
So, 100%.
What's that?
You got every vote, 100%.
That's right. So very, very, very excited. I don't think I appreciated that until later, though, Marty, because, you know, I thought everybody got 100%.
Yeah, no, it's one of the great moments. I tell you, I'm so happy to have you on, and fans could hear the things that you accomplished in one of the greats of baseball history, really, 521 home runs. Now, someone told me a story about what you did in the off season after 1959, that you were a car salesman. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I worked for Ellis Brooks.
Wow,
Chevrolet.
And you know, you're going 0 for the first month here. And
I only sold one car.
That's right. He sold one car, and it was to, do you remember who you sold it to?
Yeah, well, Vaguely.
All right, let me refresh your memory, as I like to do in court here.
Okay.
Apparently it was a dentist who was a dentist to the players. And
that's right.
And he knew that you were out there. And, Willie, he knew you were 0 for November.
So he bailed me out.
And he did. He went in and bought a car. How about that?
That's great.
Yeah. Well, that was a lot of fun, though.
Well, Willie, one of my favorite things about...
I got a free car to drive around in every day. That was one of the perks.
Oh, that's good. All right. Now, how long did you do that? Did you do that other winters, too?
Just, I think, one or two winters.
Well, a different world then, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And I'm still friends with the guy who was the general manager down there. His name is Tony Mislin. And he made a statue for me down there in... down the south there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, Willie, let me ask you about one more question about your debut, because the baseball player has the greatest memory going in all of sports, maybe in all of the world. Do you remember the pitches Robert and Robert threw you when you hit your triples and your doubles?
Do I remember the pitches he threw me?
Yeah.
Well, he had a good fastball and a good slider. I know that, so... I don't remember every pitch, no.
Specific pitches.
But I know one thing. I heard an interview of somebody did with him, and they asked him what did it, he throw me. He said, what did I hit? He said, everything he threw. So.
Yeah, you did. Boy, I love it. I'll tell you, I'll never forget July 30th, 1959. Today is Hall of Fame Day. Willie, take us back to your induction speech and what that day was like for you when you were inducted into the Hall of Fame in 1986.
Oh, that was a great day. Yeah, a great day. To have my mother and my sisters and brothers there, and you know, all my friends, and it was just a great day.
Were you nervous making the speech?
Oh, very nervous. I didn't get emotional though until the end, when I started talking about my mother. You know,
yeah.
I was all right until then.
Yeah, what a day! What a day! I'm so happy to have you on, and we're just so happy that you're part of the family and you could celebrate with us. But July 30th, 1959 is a great day. So, Willie, we'll see you out at the park, and thank you again for coming on.
Thanks, Willie.
Hey, Marty, I'm heading that way now.
All right, we'll see you shortly. Thanks, Will.
Yeah.
All right, the great Hall of Famer.
Wow.
The great Hall of Famer, Willie McCovey.
Pretty cool.
Isn't that good, Pat?
Yeah.